Chapter 3. This is a faithful saying: if someone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a good work. The overseer therefore must be beyond criticism, the husband of one wife, temperate, sensible, modest, hospitable, good at teaching, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money, one who rules his own house well, having children in subjection with all reverence. But if someone does not know how to manage his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a new convert, lest being puffed up he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have good testimony from those who are outside, to avoid falling into disgrace and the trap of the devil. Deacons, in the same way, must be reverent, not double-tongued, not devoted to a lot of wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Let them also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, if they are blameless. Their wives in the same way must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who have served well as deacons gain for themselves a good standing, and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly, but if I wait long, that you may know how people ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Without controversy, the mystery of godliness is great: he was revealed in the flesh, justified by the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and received up in glory.